Recently I was back in Ireland for the baptism of a great niece called Molly. And afterwards in Dublin at an Italian restaurant where we took refuge from a downpour, I met a cousin that I hadn't met for many years. And she told me she was researching the family tree. She'd watched the TV series, Who Do You Think You Are? And wanted to know, she put it, where she had come from. I want to know who I am, she said. I read in yesterday's paper that if you have a few £100 to spare and know where to look for it on the internet, you can get all the equipment you need to become a specialist on DNA. And you wonder what more extraordinary knowledge our young folk will have available to them in a few years' time with the aid of a little mouse. The image that Jesus uses in that gospel today tells us something about our DNA. He tells us that the life of God runs in our veins as the sap within the vine. Our deepest DNA is the life of God in us. We may not look it, we don't feel it, and we find it hard to believe. But in our deepest life, God's life is in our bloodstream. And here is how one great spiritual teacher puts it. I salute the God within you. You may not be aware of it. You may not ever have ever dreamed about it, that you are God. That God is at the very core of your being. That divinity is not something to happen in the future. That it's happened already. It is the very source you come from. It is in God that we live and move and have our being. But you are fast asleep. You don't know who you are. You do not have to become God, only that you have to recognize it, that you have to return to your source, that you have to journey within yourself. You have to return to your source. You have to journey within yourself. And if there's a simpler way than that of saying what religion is all about, I'd like to find it. You have to return to your source. You have to journey within yourself. Let's think about that for a moment. Something we don't hear much about or haven't heard much about in the church we grew up in. Western church, where the teaching has all been about Jesus, the Jesus who died for our sins. And this idea of God's life being in our veins is something we have to rediscover for ourselves, or allow Jesus to awaken it in us. And most of the healing stories of the gospel have to do with just this: Jesus bringing back to consciousness people who are asleep, people who are dead. And when today's gospel is read in millions of churches throughout the world this morning, you can bet that the inclination is to say, I've heard that already, I know what it means. And so we fall asleep again, rather than allowing ourselves to be shocked awake. The invitation then is to return to our own hearts and discover what great power lies within, what life is within us, enough for every day. And we can do this very simply by stopping the rush for a few moments during the day, standing back from the urgent demand of the moment and tuning into our hearts to what is deepest in us. In America, I believe they have a saying that all men need what is called cave time, C-A-V-E, cave time. Time to be alone and free from interruptions. Time to find themselves. But we can certainly say that all of us, men, women and children, need time alone to find our true self, to find the life of God within us. And once we know where to find it, we will know how to live, and our lives will bear great fruit. A face that appeared on most television screens last night, the face of a man on crutches, who after 12 days behind the others, finished the London Marathon. Major Phil Packer, whose legs were blown off in service in Iraq, and was told by doctors that he would never walk again. Here he was, finishing the 26 miles and hoping to raise $1 million for other wounded colleagues. What cave time he had in his time in hospital. What spirit inspired him to do this marvellous thing, we can only guess at. But it shows the deep resources within the human heart, hidden from our sight most of the time. What life there is within us, we too can lay claim to when we find our way to that place within us where God has made his home. Make your home in me as I make mine in you. And if we lay claim to that life within us, we are able to overcome all obstacles. And once we are aware of it, it can lead us to do the impossible. Things for others that we never dreamt were within our power.